What happened with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt?
Well, we're trying to find out what happened between Dylan and Mara. Mara joined us and said they went out for a fun Mexican restaurant and had a good dinner, and the date went well. They were hooked up from people who knew each other back in school, so she hasn't heard from him in a while. So we're trying to track down Dylan to find out exactly what happened. Good morning. Is this Dylan?
Yeah, hello?
Hey, Dylan. It's Colleen and Kurt from Star 102.5. We just wanted to call and, you know, chat a little bit about your dating life, you know, and how's that going?
Yeah, well, sadly, there's not much to talk about. Sorry to disappoint you there.
Okay, well, mate, we're going to try to narrow this down for you. We got an email from Mara. She said you guys went out, you had some Mexican food, you had a very good time, and now she hasn't heard from you, and she's wondering what happened.
I don't know. It wasn't like the most amazing date of all time. It wasn't the worst. It was just sort of a middle of the road date, I guess.
Okay.
I don't really know how else to tell you.
Okay. So there wasn't something in particular that kept you from calling her back?
Good question. I think if there's like one thing about her, she talks with her hands a lot, and that was really distracting to me. And I felt like it was weird.
Okay.
All right. Well, that, a lot of people do that. Yeah.
People are very, you know, they like to make gestures.
Right.
Communicate a point.
So is that the only reason she, you know, she's a little animated?
I think it definitely pushed me over the edge, you know, to not get back to her. But I haven't really thought about why, I guess, overall. But I'm just, I don't know, something I noticed, and I kind of thought it was kind of annoying. And I don't know. I feel like it's just.
All right. Well, we do have Mara on the phone, and so Mara, you're hearing this, and what are you thinking?
This is absolutely ridiculous. you're nitpicking one tiny. God. I could say 10 things that are wrong with you, like little details, but I can overlook them because you seem like a nice guy. Seemed.
It's not like I hate you or dislike you. I don't know. It just wasn't there for me, and the flappy hand movements didn't help much.
Flappy hand movements?
Wait, what don't you like? What don't you like about me? That can't be it.
I don't know. I haven't put my finger on it. I just know that I'm not feeling it. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, this is so frustrating, Dylan. You can't even give me a reason. There's not even like something educational I can take away from this, from like going on this date with you.
Well, stop talking with your hands. I can catch you moving there right now. You know.
Oh boy.
I don't know. I can hear you doing it. I bet right now she's like talking on the phone on a speaker with her hands moving around. I can hear her doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Okay. Dylan, you've gone from just kind of nice guy now to getting kind of mean.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying. Like, I just had a reason. I don't need to be jumped down. Have someone jump down my throat. I hate these things.
Okay. Okay, well, all right. Well, Mara, you wanted to know what happened. Dylan came on, even though he maybe didn't want to, and he thinks you talk too much with your hands.
Wow. All right, well, I guess he's just...
Yeah, I think he really sounds like he's probably nitpicking here a little bit.
Wasn't feeling it.
That's pushing it. Yeah.
I can handle it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you both for coming on. And Mara, you wanted to know what happened, and now you do. And Dylan, thanks for the time.
Yes. Thank you, Dylan.
There, I guess.
Dumped. Ghosted.
Call the Ghost Busters.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened on Star 102.5?